Yes. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, every church member who are joined from Zoom. Let us open our morning prayer with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for a good time that you give it to us. It is a beautiful time that we can see it, we can read and hear your word, Father. We pray that Holy Spirit lead us step by step as we know and we do your word. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us continue our Bible reading from Psalm 119, verse 105 to 112. Your word is a lamp of my feet and a light of my path. I have sworn and I will confirm it that I will keep your righteous ordinance. I am exceedingly afflicted. Revive me, O Lord, according your word. O accept the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your ordinance. My life is continually in my hand. Yet I do not forget your law. The weak have laid a snare for me, and I have not gone astray from your precepts. I have inherited your testimonies forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever, even to the end. Brothers and sisters, today we are starting new semester in 2021. We still don't know what is our life look like. In one area we see, oh yeah, Hong Kong is quite good, but in other part of the world it's not too good. Even people from UK cannot fly back. I heard that 2 days ago is the last day for people from UK can fly into Hong Kong. The ticket for one way is 60,500, so around triple from normal price. So yeah, in one side we see Hong Kong is quite good, in other side not too good. And as you know that our life is globally, that means every part influence other part impact our life in this area. So that's why we see that we still don't know what is exactly our life look like in the second semester. But one thing that you need to know and I need to know, that in this uncertain time we have the Bible. And thanks God, brothers and sisters, the Bible for us today is 105 said, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So God didn't give you like all the picture of your life, but God let you know that this word, God's word, is a lamp of my feet and a light of my path. That means God will lead you slowly, slowly, step by step, but for sure the end of our journey with God is beautiful ending. Amen, brothers and sisters. Yeah. So today I really want to encourage you to go deep to the Bible, because from this pericope this morning we can get 3G. Yeah, 3G, not 4G or not 5G as your mobile phone data. Yeah, 3G. Then I think this 3G enough for you, because this 3G can make you connect with God freely. First, the Bible or the Word give us guidance. Give us guidance. For sure, in verse 105 said, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light of my path. When we talk about guidance, that means we need to walk together with God. You cannot get guide if you don't want to walk with. Yeah. It's long time ago, I joined tour. And as you know, that the first time I joined tour in Hong Kong, the tour guide speak Cantonese. I don't speak Cantonese. I speak Bahasa. The tour guide didn't speak Bahasa. So how I get guidance from the tour guide is very easy. When the guide raise the flag and then start to walk, then I just follow. Yeah. Thanks God. I didn't lose. Yeah. I never late for the bus. I just see the flag and I follow. Oh, this is from Hong Thai. That one from Sunflower. That group from other. Just follow which group that I join. Yeah. Then I need to walk with the tour guide. Very easy. Yeah. Just walk with the tour guide. Then I get every part of the place that I want to see. Walk with the tour guide make me happy. Even more, if I walk together with God. When I walk together with God, I get guidance from Him. Yeah. We as a believer need to walk with God. When we just believe Jesus Christ, we walk in new life. We also walk in spirit. We also walk in love. We also walk in holiness. And we also walk in calling. Yeah. All this spiritual journey, when we walk together with God, we really get the guidance from God. That's number one. When we talk about guide, God also guides us in our weakness. 107. I am exceedingly afflicted. Revive me. Afflicted is a time of weakness. Today, with the situation, make us in afflicted situation. Some of us lost the job. Some of us lost income. Some of us cannot go to anywhere to see their family. Yeah, I serve a domestic helper. It is a tough time for them because they cannot fly back to Indonesia. Even they can fly back, but they cannot return to Hong Kong. So it has been 2 years for them not to see their family. Really afflicted time. Afflicted time can make us far from God. Because when we are in afflicted, the enemy come and the enemy always say, look at that. If God loves you, you are not in this kind of situation. God do not love you. Just leave Him. That's the way enemy bring down our life. In this kind of situation, brothers and sisters, when our spiritual going down, yeah, the Bible always guide us, revive us. Yeah. A few days ago, when I prepare an article as well as I prepare my Sunday sermon, I get the story from Genesis 26. Oh, really? When I read that Genesis 26, I say, thanks God. Because it said that at that time they have famine. But it is not the first time Abraham suffered from famine. And then the end of Abraham's story, Abraham did not die because of famine. Yeah. Abraham have Isaac, and Isaac have Jacob. Jacob has 12 sons, become a big nation. For sure, this story really guide me, revive me, that when we walk together with God, we have new power to overcome. So the person who diligent in reading Bible, like Hong Kong people, they have good soup to give them new power to start their new life. The third point, the Bible guides us in worship. Verse 108. Oh, accept the free will offering of my mouth, O Lord. Brothers and sisters, worship not start from the equipment, but worship start from our knowledge about God. When we know who is God, then we bow down. That is worship. The Bible is the book that lead us know who is God. The more we read the Bible, the more we know Him. The more we know Him, the more our worship quality upgrade. And finally, we do not just worship God, but we offer our life to Him. That we can see from Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, when Paul said, offer your life. Why Paul said, offer your life? Because Paul know who is God. When Paul start to offer his life, that means he start to worship Him, not only one time, but for every time in his life. So this is the first part that we read, that we get from the Bible. When we read the Bible, we get guidance. The second, the Bible guard us. Second G, guard us. Let's see verse 109. My life is continually in my hand. The language of holding one life in one hand continually is strange and unfamiliar for us. We don't know what exactly this sentence meaning, but I think the writer David want to say usually his life in God's hand, but now in his hand, that mean when his life in God's hand, he get 100% protection. Now his life in his hand, so in dangerous situation, yeah, in dangerous situation, the word still can guard him. David have two experience, dangerous experience. The first experience when Saul want to kill him. The second experience when he start to fight with Goliath. Remember when he start fight with Goliath, he feel so small. And Goliath is so big, yeah. It seems like if I play basketball with NBA player, 7 feet, and I just 5 feet something, I try to take the ball, I cannot reach the ball because all this guy is big and high, so small. But when David faced this situation, he just remembered the word. So the word really guide him so that he can win the battle. Brothers and sisters, the word not only guide us so that we can win the battle, but the word also guide us in comfort situation. In comfort situation, when people say comfort zone, when we have nothing to do, when we have no problem, when we have no challenging, sometime that also dangerous situation. Yeah, dangerous situation. So we also need guard from God. How God give His God to us? From the Word. So really, brothers and sisters, we need the Word. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, The Bible said the enemy always using a nice temptation to bring us down. No wonder in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, Paul said that we need have to wear spiritual armor. One of spiritual armor is the word. And finally, these all verses come from the book of the gospel when Paul remember how Jesus, when after in his fasting period, the enemy come. And Jesus always said, it is written, it is written, it is written. So, in one sense, Jesus used the word to kick out the enemy. But in one sense, Jesus used the word to protect himself. So, remember, the word guard us. Now, the third point. The word bring us glad, joy in us. So this is the third G. First 1:1:1. I have inherited your testimony forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I have inherited your testimony, our glad inheritance. Something, inheritance means something that we get after. Really, the writer see the word is inheritance. Something valuable, something expensive, the best for his life. When we talk about inheritance, valuable things. For example, we get something from our parents, we keep it. Even we don't have money, we don't want to sell it because we really know this have a history value. The writer see the word as inheritance. And then he continue, this inheritance bring joy in his life. The second point, he said, I have inclined my heart to perform your status. Incline my heart. Yeah. I want to do it with joy. I want to do it with joy. Sometime the word come to us. Not always make us joy to start. Not always. Sometime when we have problem, the word come to us, go and forgive that guy. Go and say something. We don't want to do it. No way. I'm not do any mistake. He do mistake for me. Even we say the same thing with our husband or with our wife. And then we keep all this bitterness in our life. So every day, our face is not happy face. Yeah. Why, brothers and sisters? Because we do not do the word. We keep the bitterness in our life. But the Bible told us, I have inclined my heart to perform. Everything come from God. I want to perform it. Because when I perform it, it makes me joy. And the writer said, forever to the end. Yeah, forever to the end. That's mean only the word can bring you joy forever. How? By do this word. No wonder, brothers and sisters, in verse 106, the writer said, I have sworn and I will confirm it that I will keep your righteous ordinance. I want to do it forever. brothers and sisters, the second part of our journey, we still don't know. But one thing we know, that the Bible gives us 3G. First G, give us guidance. Second G, guard us. The third G, bring gladness in our heart. So, if you ask me, what can I do in this kind of situation? Then I just say, read your Bible. Can I get amen? Amen. Okay. Now, we want to worship God. When we worship Him, try to remember one experience or one story that has happened in your life that you really know that, oh yeah, that's what I get from the Bible. Yeah, the story, how God helped us, how God guard us, give us guidance, bring us joy. From this story, yeah, we upgrade our worship to Him. But at the same time, from this story, really encourage us that, okay, I don't care about next step, but one thing, I want to keep the word, because only the word can give us happiness. May God bless us.
Thy word is a lamp to my feet and the light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. I will not forget your love for me, and yet my heart forever is wandering. Jesus, be my guide, hold me to your side, and I will love you to the end. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a to my path. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Brothers and sister, now we are using our time for prayer meeting. Yeah. Let us pray together for community who are in cancer, in running chemotherapy in their body. We bring them into the hand of God. We believe that God can heal their body, take out all the cancer. Let's pray for them. Some of them has not believed Jesus Christ. Let also pray for their physical body and spiritual body, so that they can open their heart to accept Jesus. Let's pray for them. Let us also pray for society in infirmities condition. We pray that God will touch every part of their body which is have problem. We believe that God can heal them one by one. Let also pray for our brother and sister who are looking new job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Thank you. brothers and sisters, let us pray together for mission work. Especially this morning, we pray for Japan. We pray for Pastor Sophia. We pray for Jungmin, who are starting ministry in Japan. This month, Olympic is started. We also pray that people around the world come to Japan. We pray that they also can bring gospel to Japan people. Let's pray together. We also pray for Mission Council. We pray for PSAM and all the people who are joined in Mission Council. We pray that Mission Council can lead SP become a mission church, a hope for everyone. Let's pray together. Let us also pray for outreach ministry, for Igape, Homi, Freedom, Bridge, Recreation, and SP Light. Let's pray together. We also pray for SP Foster and Adoption Ministry. We pray for Cadence, who arranged this ministry. We pray for all the baby can find better family for them. Also pray for Friday night gathering, IP, SPU, SPU, GIC. We also pray for pregnant mom. We pray that God will take care of every mom who are in pregnant condition. And when the time is up, all the mother can deliver the baby in very, very good condition. Let's pray together. We also pray for Hong Kong. We pray that God always bless Hong Kong, and Hong Kong people try and start to seek God in their life. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for the time that we can come and sit together for prayer. We pray for other country, Father, where COVID-19 still a lot. We pray for Indonesia, we pray for South Africa, we pray for Brazil, we pray for India. We pray for those country, Father. We pray that in this difficult situation, your loving kindness come upon them. Thank you, Father. We also pray for Sunday worship, Father. We pray that you will bless every preacher who come with the message, that really the message come from you, Father. We pray for all members so that they can come and gather together to worship you. And we believe when we worship you, your blessing come upon us. Thank you, Father. We give our life into your hand, and we always ask your guidance, your God, and your gladness in our life. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a nice day. Have a nice weekend. God bless you. Bye-bye.